Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So why did President Obama go on David Letterman last night?
Number three, I have no idea. Number two said yes without thinking, like Bush did with Iraq. And and the number one reason President Obama agreed to appear on The Late Show, wanted to congratulate Dave on the big Emmy win. There you go.
President Barack Obama became the first sitting president to grace the fabled couches of The Late Show with David Letterman last night. And how'd he do? We're here with Jeff Zeleny, White House correspondent for The New York Times, and our friend television reviewer Delana Dixon. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So for those who did not watch the president's appearance last night, Jeff, let's start with you. What were some of the highlights?
I think the biggest highlight was, I mean, for the last at least week or more, we've been talking about, you know, are all these protests and all these criticisms against the president racial in nature. So President Obama really answered that in his most direct and kind of funny way yesterday and said, you know,
Here's what he said.
Yes, I am a black man. Okay, we have to play that.
Yeah. Great.
Within the last week, a couple of days ago, Jimmy Carter started talking about this behavior and was speculating that perhaps this unease or poor decorum was because people was rooted in racism. Is he onto something there, or is that just something to talk about?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to realize that I was actually black before the election. So
Jeff, you felt like that was a direct answer, and he added some comedic value to it as well?
Well, sure. I mean, and it gets exactly to the point that the White House has been making. Like, look, everyone was obviously not a racist or against him, or he wouldn't have been elected in the first place. His election was sort of a big deal. So I think seeing him address it like that, it's actually part of a strategy by the White House that they used in the campaign as well, that he does his best for the job when he goes right to camera and does things himself. So last night he didn't look threatening, he didn't look scary, he didn't look menacing. He was funny. I think that was a on purpose by the White House.
So he was greeted by a standing ovation from the audience. Jeff, does that help him politically? Does that help him in opinion polls?
Well, look, I don't think anything like that helps him necessarily politically, but I think the whole thing looks like he's in motion and looks like he's doing something. That was the main reason that he went on all those Sunday shows, to look like he's at least doing something, because really the healthcare debate now is going on sort of behind closed doors. He's done in some respects all he can in terms of explaining. So simply by being on Letterman last night, was designed to remind the people, you know, who voted for him or who liked him at the time, you know, that he's kind of still the same guy. So, and he was in New York City for the UN General Assembly meeting all week. So this was something that they thought, you know, we've done
might
all
well
the morning shows,
by.
So let's finish it up and do the evening show.
So, Delana, was it worth staying up for?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Just to see him get that heart-shaped potato was worth staying up for. But I agree. I definitely think that he went on the Letterman show to, one, reach a different audience. Letterman set up a system for him that was comfortable. It was non-threatening. It got a chance to show that he really is a dedicated family man. We heard about his summer dealing with his girls. He didn't get a chance to goof off like they did. So it made him an everyday guy. We were reminded of why we voted for him in the first place, because he's just a nice guy that we like. And he had a lot of opportunities to show some comedy.
Well, we spoke with a couple of the audience members from the Letterman show last night, and Joanne Morgan had said that she felt like he didn't really talk about specific policy issues. Was that a pretty fair criticism?
Yeah, he didn't. Towards the end of the show, he had an opportunity to talk more about his policies. But I don't think he went on the Letterman show to talk about hard-hitting politics. He had done that 5 days, you know, five shows before, the day before. So this wasn't the place for him to really get into hard-hitting news. It was really an opportunity for him to just have some fun, show his lighthearted side, show that he's a family man. And that's what it really was about. On Letterman's show, people are watching for some fun, for some entertainment, not necessarily going there to see this hard-hitting political stance that Obama would take.
Well, Well, that raises the meta issue here, and it's great to have both of you on the show. Delana Dixon, you're a TV reviewer. Mm-hmm. Jeff Zeleny, you're a White House reporter for the New York Times. Maybe the only real message here, Jeff Zeleny, is, hey, people see the president on David Letterman. I mean, how bad can things be? I mean, he'd be in the Situation Room if things were bad. He's hanging out with Letterman. That's the real message here, and the only one.
I think that's one of the messages, no question about it, is that, you know, the economy is getting better, you know, the things. I think you saw him smiling. One of the things that during the campaign that the his advisors liked to have him do was see him smiling, see him having fun like that. So I think there's no question that there was definitely a reassuring element to it. But he did talk a little substance on the Afghanistan front. He, you know, sort of repeated what he said. He said he'll be asking some very hard questions before sending more troops there. So I think there was a serious side, but no question, seeing him on there shows that, okay, you know, he's not sort of in the bunker, if you will.
So, Jeff, we also heard him addressing the question about whether he's angered by all some of the harsh criticism, and this is what he had to say about that.
Whenever a president tries to bring about significant changes, particularly during times of economic unease, then there is a certain segment of the population that gets very riled up. And it happened. FDR was called a socialist and a communist. You know, JFK, there were all kinds of names hurled at him. Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, he was moving in a different direction, and people were sure that he was bringing the country down. And so this is not untypical. One of the things you sign up for in politics is folks yell at you.
So, Jeff, what did you take away from that?
Well, I think the main point that he was making there, which he's made before, is that, look, he's not the only president who's been criticized. He was trying to place himself in history, actually, with some presidents who have had success. He didn't necessarily mention any presidents who have had major failures. So he was just trying to basically say, okay, look, let's take a deep breath here. I'm hardly the first person to experience people who don't like me. You know, he mentioned Ronald Reagan as well. So I think he is just trying to put a little perspective on all this hysteria, which perhaps place it in context a little bit, and basically say, look, a while from now, maybe years from now, that at this moment will be looked back on as not that big a deal, and there might be something accomplished.
So, Delaney, what do you think? We've been seeing on TV, a lot of what we've been seeing on TV is very rancorous town halls, a lot of yelling and screaming and protesting and angry posters held up outside. Do you think that this message here on David Letterman of, you know, everyone chill out, relax, this has happened before, did that play?
Yeah, that's exactly what the president wanted to get across yesterday, that this hasn't been an isolated incident just happening to him, especially being a black man. This has happened to presidents before. Anytime someone tries to bring change to the White House, people are going to get upset and riled, and he's ready for it. He knows people are going to yell at him, and he accepts it. So that's exactly what he said last night.
I think there's something delusional about this, though. Glenn Beck is on the front of Time magazine this week for Obama to pretend everything's fine when people are dying in Afghanistan. That's a high-risk strategy, don't you think, Jeff?
Well, I guess it could be, but you know, look, I'm not sure if he was pretending, you know, like everything is fine. Like I said, the serious point about Afghanistan, for all the talk about health care, for all the talk about these things, the White House knows that Afghanistan is this president's biggest problem, his biggest burden. So, you know, I was at a ceremony a week ago when he was giving his first Medal of Honor award, and just looking at the look on his face, he now owns this war. He knows that. And, you know, so I think a late-night appearance does not take that away. You know, but I think, speaking of Glenn Beck, I don't know what the crossover is, if any, between the Glenn Beck audience and the David Letterman show. Perhaps there's not much, but it's certainly a way for him to get out there and fill a bit of airtime, because this certainly has been played over and over and over on the morning news this morning. So I think the White House, thinks it was pretty good for them.
And Delana, would you expect to see the president and future presidents making more appearances like this? Was it successful enough to be repeated?
Yeah, I think he'll probably do some more shows. I'm expecting to see him do a guest spot on Desperate Housewives this Sunday. So, no. but actually, NCIS said they'd like to actually have him as a guest star. So who knows? But no, he'll definitely stay on the talk show circuit, because like we said, he'll reach out to different audiences, the ones that aren't watching the hard-hitting news shows. And it wasn't all cupcakes and rainbows. He spoke about the economy, but he said unemployment is still low. So even though it was a happy show and it was comfortable and it was kind, he did say that things still do need to change. So.
Okay. Delana, I think Holder should go on NCIS. That would be good.
Delana Dixon, TV blogger, founder of DelanaDixon.com. Also, Jeff Zeleny, he's the White House reporter for our partner, The New York Times.